Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is a good day to be alive, and we're glad that we're here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are a circle of friends, and we know a friend who's closer than a brother, and that is Jesus Christ himself. We're just grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. Today is Wednesday. It is the 31st day of May, the last day of May, 2023. And so we're glad that the Lord has allowed us to be here for such a time as this. And just so everyone will know, Sister Chris is at the hospital with her mother. So we're going to keep her mother, Brenda B., in prayer. She had her operation on yesterday, or her procedure. So we'll be praying for her, and we're just glad to be here in the service once again. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. My God, we are so grateful for you being here with us today. We're glad, Lord, that you are the one and only wise God, the perfect God. Yes, you are. You are the one who spoke into existence the stars, the sun, the moon, and the constellations, yes. And you stooped down and formed man in your very own image and blew into man the breath of life. So we thank you for the breath of life this morning. My God, we thank you today that we are here to serve you, God, to honor you, to glorify you, to praise you, to let you know that we are appreciative of what you do and how you do it. You're from everlasting to everlasting. You are the Ancient of Days, and as big as you are, as wide as you are, you never change. You remain the same. Hallelujah. We just praise you for that today, God, and your answers are yay and amen, Lord. So we thank you for the blessings of the Lord upon our lives that make us rich and added no sorrow to it, oh God. We thank you so much for Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son, who came to this earth, gave his life, so that we can have life and life more abundantly. We thank you for the abundant life this morning. We thank you, Jesus, because you were so kind to come down to this earth. You could have stayed in heaven, but you knew there was a need in this earth realm. So we thank you for your love for mankind, love for the people of God, and just loving, give your life for us. So we thank you, Jesus, for that. We thank you that you went up the hill, Golgotha, and you bore all the stripes on your back so that we could be healed. So we thank you for healing today, oh God. Hallelujah. Jesus, healing is the children's bread. So we're grateful for that this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. My God, we just thank you today for the gift of the Holy Ghost. And Holy Ghost, we know that it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. So spirit of the living God, continue to fall fresh upon us. Spirit of the living God, lead us, guide us. Teach us those things that we need to know concerning our God, concerning our lives, concerning Jesus Christ, my Lord. We just thank you today for just your forgiveness, oh God. We thank you that you forgive us, and we realize we must die daily to sin. There's a war going on between the flesh and the spirit. We pray that our spirit man will rise above our flesh, Lord, and that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony, oh God, and we love not our life even unto the death, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We praise you this morning, oh God, because we know, God, today that all things are possible when we believe, God, and we do believe, oh God, in your word, oh God. We believe what you have spoken to us through your word, oh God. We thank you for giving us your word, because in the beginning was the word. Hallelujah, the word was God, the word was with God. So we thank you for that word today, oh God, the bread of life. Hallelujah. That feeds us, oh God, each and every day, God. And Lord, we thank you for this time of fasting, oh God, as we start our fast today, oh God. We pray, Lord, today that we will continue to listen to your voice, oh God, that we will hear what you're speaking to us concerning our lives, oh God. We just appreciate you, Father, because we know that you are here today to help us, oh God, in each and every way that we need you, oh God. We know that you're there, God. And so, Lord, today we pray for families, oh God. There are families that are in such disarray, God. We pray for families, oh God, to just really come to the knowledge of the truth, oh God, to know that you're there for them, oh God. Some of them, oh God, just have so much turmoil, oh God. And we pray, God, today for the spirit of peace, oh God, to be loosed upon families across this world, across the nation, across the states and the cities and the neighborhoods and the homes, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, my Father, we thank you today. The families are coming to terms with each other, that forgiveness is happening within the families, oh God, the sisters, the brothers, nieces, nephews, oh God, the moms and dads, or reconciling with their children, oh God, those who have had issues for many, many years, oh God. We pray, Lord, that those issues will be resolved, oh God. We believe, oh God, that you can help, oh God, and we believe today, Lord, that you're doing a work, oh God, in our families, oh God, that you're helping our families to turn to you, God, because that's the key, oh God, that they would turn to you, Lord, and they would have the love in their hearts, oh God, that they need from you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my Father, we pray for the United States of America, Lord. We pray for this nation where we live, oh God. We pray, Lord, today that you bring peace across the nation, around the nation, oh God. We know that there are many people, oh God, who are even plotting right now, oh God. We bind up the spirit of murder, God, and we lose the spirit of the love, oh God. We lose love today, oh God, because many people are plotting, oh God, planning bad things, oh God. So we pray, God, today that many of those plans will be revealed, oh God. Let them be revealed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. Oh, excuse me. Yes, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, today for the healing of our nation, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. We glorify you today, oh God, because you are a righteous God and you do miracles so great, oh God. And there's nobody like you, Lord. We pray for the healing, oh God, of many people. Many are in the hospital right now, Lord, who need your help, God. We pray for Brenda B., Lord, that you continue to heal her body, God, and help her to know. I know that she knows that you're there. She's an awesome prayer intercessor, prayer warrior too, oh God. So we pray for her this morning, that you heal her, God, and whatever they did on yesterday, oh God, that her body will heal perfectly, oh God, that you do the work within her body, God. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray for Cheryl, oh God, who had her operation, that you continue to heal her, Father, and know that you are there for her, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. There are those, oh God, who are preparing to get an operation done. We pray, God, today that you help those people, oh God, to be at ease, oh God, and not be anxious, oh God, to know that you're there for them, that you're healing in Jesus' name. By the stripes of Jesus, people are healed today. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the healing, because healing is the children's bread, oh God. So we are believing, oh God, and trusting you, God, for that to manifest even now, God, in Jesus' name. We pray for Ebony, oh God, and pray for the healing of her mind, oh God. Just give her peace, oh God, and help her to know, God, that all things good and perfect come from you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, those, oh God, who have had different things happen, oh God, and many don't know and understand why, but God, we know that you're still there for them, oh God. Lord, we pray for the comfort, oh God, that you comfort them on every side, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for Reggie, oh God, that you heal his body, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today for just healing different ones, oh God. Apostle Horsley, oh God, we know, God, today that he needs healing in his body, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Linda D, oh God, we pray for her healing this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, Sister Marie, God. Continue to heal her knees, God. In the name of Jesus, Sister Lois, oh God, we thank you, Lord, that you're healing her today, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you. We glorify your name, that you take away the pain that many may be experiencing, oh God, in Jesus' name. There are all kinds of cancers that are out there, Lord. So we are praying for cancer to be healed, oh God, cancer of the lymph node, oh God, cancer of the breast, oh God, prostate cancer, oh God, bone cancer, Lord Jesus. We pray, God, today for colon cancer to be healed this morning. In the name of Jesus, brain cancer, Lord, there are cancers that I may not even know about, but you know all these things, oh God. So we pray, God, today for the healing this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, God, for heart trouble, oh God, to be healed, oh God. There are those who have had a heart attack, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for those heart attacks, oh God, that those who have had those heart attacks, oh God, that they will be healed, oh God, whatever the doctor had to do, oh God, we pray that those doctors did the work just perfectly, oh God. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you, Lord, today for those who have colds and flus and different kinds of illnesses, oh God, sinus infections, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my Father, my God, whatever may be going on, oh God, those who have arthritic conditions, we pray that you heal the joints, oh God, take away the inflammation, oh God, in Jesus' name, oh God, the spleen in some people's bodies need to be healed, the back, oh God, we pray for the back, the kidneys this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise your name, oh God, for healing even our babies, oh God, who were born prematurely, oh God, that you help them to grow even outside the womb, oh God, that you help those babies, oh God, because we know, Lord, today that as we call on you, you will answer and show great and mighty things, oh God. So we thank you for those great and mighty things, oh God, for those who need to be healed this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your holy name today, God, because you are the one, oh God, who we can call on in the time of trouble, oh God. In Jesus' name, Lord, there are those who have been in the hospital with high fever, oh God. We pray for those, oh God, that the fever will come down, oh God, in Jesus' name, oh God. HIV, oh God, and for the COVID, oh God. We pray for those, oh God, who are infected with these things, oh God, that they will be healed, oh God. Scoliosis, oh God, multiple sclerosis, God. We know, God, today that you are the healer. So we thank you for the healing this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your name, God, because you're the healer. You're the one who we can depend on. So we thank you for that today, God. In Jesus' name, there's somebody, oh God, on the brink of dying, oh God. We pray, Lord, today that you will bring them back, God. They're thinking that maybe they're going to be gone today, Lord, but you can give them some more time, just like you did for Hezekiah. Oh, my God, we thank you for that, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, give them more time, oh, God, so that they will be able to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. That they, some of them need to be saved, oh, God. So we pray for salvation for those, oh, God, as they get healed, oh, God, that they will receive Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King, oh, God, in Jesus' name, oh, God. My Father, we just thank you, Lord, today for just blessing financially, oh God. There are those who need financial blessings this morning, oh God. In Jesus' name, oh God. We know that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. If we need anything, Lord, all we have to do is ask, Lord, and we shall receive. As we seek, we shall find. As we knock, the door shall be opened, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we will be satisfied with favor and filled with your blessings, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus, Lord, command your blessings upon our lives this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I decree this morning that we are the seed of Abraham through Jesus Christ, and we receive the blessing of Abraham, Lord, in blessing, bless us, and in multiplying, multiply us as the stars of the heaven and as the sand of the seashore, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, my God, Lord, I pray today that your blessings make us rich, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God. We thank you, Lord, that we live in the kingdom of the blessed, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for blessing us, oh God, to even get wealth. You're the one who gives us the power to get wealth, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, that we will be in a wealthy place, oh God. We pray for the businesses, oh God, that you bless and increase and enlarge the businesses, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for that, oh God. We bless your name today, oh God, that you increase these businesses, oh God. Bring clients and customers, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you that those who need someone to help, Lord, that you bring the right help into the business, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, today that we are chosen by you, oh God, and we are blessed today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, oh my God, anything the enemy has tried to bring against your people, oh God, we bind it up and cast it into the abyss where Jesus would send it. In the name of Jesus, every interfering demon, we bind up those demons right now in the name of Jesus. Every cantankerous demon, we bind you up right now and cast you into the abyss where Jesus would send you in the name of Jesus. We have the authority, oh God, to tread on serpents, creeping over all the power of the enemy, and nothing
shall by any means hurt us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We come against every stronghold this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that it would not interfere with our lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the release this morning, oh God, release of your power, the anointing, oh God, upon each and every one of our lives, oh God. Anoint us, oh God, for your service, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All the things that we need shall be added unto us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, oh God. We glorify you today, oh God, because you are so perfect and you do things so great, oh God, in Jesus' name, Lord. We continue to pray, Lord, each and every day, oh God. We pray for the lost and the dying world that we live in, oh God. Many people have heard about your word, but they have not received you into their lives, oh God. They have not asked you for forgiveness, Lord. So we loose the spirit of salvation this morning. In the name of Jesus, we loose the spirit of revival. Let there be revival in this nation across the world, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that there will be a renewed interest in the things of God, that people will come, Lord, that the preachers will tell the truth to the people, oh God, that they will teach about you, Jesus, that they will let people know that they can come and receive Jesus into their lives, oh God, so that they can prepare for eternity, oh God. Eternity is a long time, oh God, and we know, Father, today that many are out there who need you today, Lord. We pray, God, today for the multitudes in the valley of decision, oh God, that they will choose today, oh God, that they will choose you this morning, oh God, and that they will say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, for that this morning. It's in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. It's in the name of Jesus we praise you, God. We say hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. So right now, let's just all come in. We just want to pray for people who need to be saved. There are people in your family, people who you know who may live on your street, cousins, and whoever you know needs Jesus. Let's just come and begin to call out those names that the Lord would draw them.
Yes, Lord God. We pray that you save, heal, deliver, God, and set free, Lord, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. That you bless the neighbor, Lord God, the neighborhood, O Lord God, the whole north side, the whole Jacksonville, O Lord God, all the way up to Bonner, all the way down, Lord God. Bless Florida in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, the other prayer lists that we have, O Lord God. That you move by your spirit, God, and by your power, oh Lord God, and that you would bless God in a miraculous way in the name of Jesus. Touch, heal, deliver, set free, oh Lord God. Lord God, we set ourselves in agreement, oh Lord God, for everyone that is on the prayer list and everyone that needs prayer, oh Lord God. God, there's just none greater, Lord God, none greater than you, oh Lord God. So we give you the honor, the glory, the praise in Jesus' mighty name, oh Lord God, that you would move by your spirit, oh Lord God, and move by your power, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Stretch forth, oh Lord God, your hand of deliverance, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So we bless you, Lord God, and we praise your name today, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, touch Miss Francis' life, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Stretch forth thy hand of deliverance, oh Lord God, and deliver only you can, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So God, we thank you, God, and we praise you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, move by your spirit, God, move by your power, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, that name that is above every name, oh Lord God, not the sound of that name, oh Lord God. We realize, oh Lord God, that every knee is bowed, oh Lord God, and every tongue is confessing, oh Lord God. Get you, God, to the glory of God, our Father, oh Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, and we praise you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. What shall we render today, God, unto you for all your mercy, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Heal bodies, O Lord God. Heal limbs, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. There's just no secret to what you do, O Lord God. In the name, O Lord God, that's above every name, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. You Jehovah Jireh, El Shaddai, El Ananiah. Lord God, you are more, God, that's more than enough, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, save and touch our children, oh Lord God, that are young adults, oh Lord God, save them, oh Lord God, those that are out of school now, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, put a watch on them children for us, oh God, in Jesus' mighty name, oh Lord God, stretch forth the hand of deliverance, oh Lord God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you. In Jesus' mighty name, oh Lord God. For God, we thank you. And we bless your name today, God. Moved by your spirit, O Lord God. Moved by your power, God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. For God, we thank you, Lord God. And we praise you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God. That name that is above every name, O Lord God. Not the sound. That great name, O Lord God. Every knee is bowed, Lord God. Every tongue is confessing, O Lord God, that you are God. To the glory of God, our Father, Lord God. So we give you the praise, the honor, the glory, Lord God. Lord God, bless the homeless, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, give them strength, O Lord God. To endure, O Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, O Lord God. God of thy will, Lord, have mercy, God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Stretch forth the hand of deliverance, God. Set free, God, in Jesus' mighty name, O Lord God. So, God, we thank you, God, and we praise you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Give us strength, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Strength like the other, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Move by thy spirit, God. Move by thy power, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. O Lord God, what shall we render today, O Lord God? In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, heal those, O Lord God. Lord God, drive the viruses out of the healings, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, move by your spirit, God. Move by your power, God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we thank you, God, and we praise you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, moving by your spirit, God, moving by your power, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We ask that you would touch right now, O Lord God. Touch bodies, O Lord God. Sanctify bodies, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, Lord God. There are those that desire to have a companion that they can live and work with in the beauty of holiness, O Lord God. Grant that petition, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Stretch forth thy hand of deliverance, O Lord God, because you are the Almighty God. There's just no secret to what you can do, O Lord God. God, so we thank you, God, and we praise you, Lord God, and we bless your holy name, O Lord God. Lord God, we call you holy, Lord God. Because holy and righteous are you, God. In the name of Lord God, of Jesus, God. That name that's above every name, oh Lord God, not the sound of that great name, God. Every knee is bowed, God. Every tongue is confessing, oh Lord God, that you're God to the glory of God. Thank you, Lord God. So God, we magnify your name, oh Lord God. We pray for marriages, oh Lord God. We pray for grandchildren, oh Lord God. We pray for Minister Ben, oh Lord God, and Minister Samuel, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Just stretch forth your hand of deliverance, oh Lord God, and deliver, Lord God, as only you can, oh Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. What shall we render, God? Unto you for all your mercy, God, for all. For your benefits, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. God, we thank you for being, oh Lord God. All three departments, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. There's none greater, Lord God. There's none greater than you, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Move by your spirit, God. Move by your power, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Yes, God. What shall we render, God? What shall we render, God? Unto you, oh Lord God, for all your mercy, God. For all of your benefits, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So God, we thank you today, God, and we praise you. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We say yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes to your will, oh Lord God. Yes to your will, oh Lord God. We say yes all day, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Yes, oh Lord God. There's none like you, Lord God. There's none like you, Lord God. Bless the wife, oh Lord God. Bless the children, the grandchildren, everywhere, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we pray that you break up these drug cartels. In the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, Lord God, by your Spirit, God, and by your power, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that name that's above every name, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, and we praise you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Yes, God, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. She will, she will, Lord God, we sing yes all day, God. In the name of Jesus, God, in the name. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, God.
Good morning, God. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Father, we are in heaven. I be thy name.
Yes,
we can talk and we can get up. Everybody, we're praying for. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Let us lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, power, and glory. And we all agree with one another. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Well, we thank the Lord this morning for these prayers. Hallelujah. It is so awesome to be able to come together. We're in different cities and states and across the nation, and sometimes there are different parts of the world. And we're able to come together and give the Lord praise, honor, and glory as we do what God has called us to do. But we're grateful for this time of fellowship with each other. So this morning I'm just going to talk a little bit about the fast. We're starting our fast on today, and hopefully you're all prepared to just take some time to seek the Father, read the scriptures, meditate on those scriptures, and not only the scriptures that we have been given for the fast, but also, you know, read other passages in the Word and pray, listen to the voice of God, and Pastor Scholastica gave us this theme for this fast. She said that we should not settle for the crumbs off the table when you can have all you can eat from the table. So we're going to be praying to that end, that we would not just have just a little bit. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 8 says, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened." And I'm just thinking, you know, many times we think about what the Word says to us. You know, many times people have gotten into a place where they're not able to even ask for something. And I think about little kids, when they want something, our children, just watching them grow out today, you know, when our children know want something, or even somebody who needs something for their lives, they come and they ask for it. If you don't ask for something, you would not know. I mean, the person would not know that you are in need of something. So, I mean, we know that the Lord is all wise and he knows everything, but he wants us to ask. He wants us to open up our mouths. He wants us to speak to him. And he says, if we ask, it shall be given. And so we're going to also seek, and we're going to find those things that the Lord would have us to find. We're going to seek him, and we know that we will find him, that we will seek the Lord each and every day. We seek his face. We seek his desires for us. And, you know, when we pray, especially in our private time, you pray and then you listen to the voice of God. Just have quiet moments. You can hear what the Lord is speaking to you. There are different things that we need in our lives, and if we just listen to the voice of God, we will know the direction that we need to go in. And many times we're just so busy doing things, and I find myself doing that sometimes. I'm just too busy, and I have to pull myself to a place of a quiet spot so that I can hear the voice of God. And we know that as we seek the Lord, that we will find him. And if we knock, the door shall be open. You know, you go to physically or just normally, if you go to a door, and you don't know what's behind the door. You may be visiting somebody's house. You have to knock on the door in order for that person to know that you're at the door. So we want to knock, and, you know, knock on the knock on heaven's door so that we can receive those things that we need in our lives. And not only just for natural things, but we want to seek him for the spiritual things, seek him. In fact, Matthew lets us know that if we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all the things that we need shall be added unto us. And I believe that's Matthew 6:33. But, we need to follow what the word is speaking to us each and every day. And then we have the book of James, James chapter 4, verses 2b through 3. It says, yet you do not have because you do not ask. And so I was just talking about that. You have to ask so that we can get what we desire. You know, even when I think about being when I used to work, especially early on in my job when I was working, I remember this one time when I was working in one position. It was like a clerical position, and I like accounting. And so they had an accounting position available. So they said they were going to put an ad in the paper or put it out there to let people know that they were hiring for this particular position. So I said to myself, I said, I can do that job. So let me go ask that they would give me that job, and then they hire somebody for my position. So that's what I did, and they gave me the job. So that's just an example of asking so that you can receive what you ask for. Now, mind you, sometimes we ask God for things, and God answers every prayer. He answers everything. Now, sometimes he may tell us no because it may not be the right thing for us. So don't be dismayed. Don't be discouraged. In fact, there are times when he wants you to get something better than what you're asking for, and I've seen him do that in my life where I had gone applying for a job. I remember this one job over in the city of Decatur. And that would probably be somewhere in my mind for the rest of my life. And I wanted the job so bad. And I came out of there and I was just rejoicing. And I was thanking God that I would get that job, but I didn't get it. So not too long after that, he blessed me with a better job. And I stayed on that job for 18 years. So that's a situation where the Lord knows best. So thank God that he knows best, and he's going to help you to get what you desire and what you need. But he will help you sometimes to get those things that are better than what you're asking him. But we're going to ask, he says, and you do not receive because you ask amiss that you may spend it on your pleasure. So when God blesses us, we want to use what he gives us in the right way. We want to sow into the kingdom, sow into people's lives. You know, God doesn't bless us just so we can keep it all for ourselves. But we want to have the right ideas about what we want to do with what God gives us. So I'm thanking God for that particular verse. You ask, I'm going to read that again. Yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and you do not receive because you ask amiss that you may spend it on your pleasures. So we just want to pray that God will give us the wisdom while you're going through your fast, that God will give you the wisdom on how to spend your money and to use it wisely, to help other people, to pay your bills. Don't get behind on your bills, but to pay your bills, and then, you know, you will be blessed even more. So and the next verse that we have is 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 through 15. It says, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. I just touched on that. According to his will, sometimes it's not his will for us to have certain things. So we have to, and then we have to line up with the word of God too. You know, we don't want to ask God for something that is going to be contrary to his will situation. But it says that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask of him. So we want to thank God today for these verses, and there's so many other verses in the Bible for us to use for this time of prayer and fasting to help increase our faith, to help increase our knowledge of what God has for us. God has a whole lot for us. I mean, sometimes we are thinking about what we want, and it's just not big enough, and God wants us to, I heard somebody sharing that the other day. So we want to expand and enlarge our thought pattern. We want to reach out for something bigger than what we can do. You know, we have to think about God is the God who owns everything. And so we have to believe for something more than what we can do, because that way we can depend on God to give us direction and give us the right people around us and help us to do those things that will be edifying him to show that God is the one who did these things for us. So we have to thank God for the fact that he's given us the word that he can do beyond what we can ask or think. Yes. So God can do more than what we can do. So we have to trust God and believe God to help us as we go along the way to do those things in our lives that we need done. And as we are praying, you know, we can pray for each other. You know, God bless our sister, our brother, with what they need and desire in their lives too. You know, call out. I like to call out. I go down the line and I begin to call out each and every person's name that God will bless and bring about the change in your life. You know, Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, we have a wonderful group of people here. And so we want each and every person to be blessed, not only financially, but blessed in your bodies so that you'll be able to enjoy what God has given you, be able to go on vacation, because he did also say in his word that if we obey and serve him, we shall live our days in prosperity and our years in pleasure. So I always think of that verse in the book of Job that lets us know that we will prosper in the things of God, and we will prosper in the natural things, and we'll be able to go on vacations. We'll be able to enjoy going places. And even while we're on vacation, I use that opportunity to witness to those who I would never touch if I was not on my vacation. So, you know, we use whatever opportunity God gives us to help somebody to know about Jesus, to encourage somebody if they're down and out, you know, because that one time I was in South Africa, and I remember being out there, and I was out there jogging, and there was a lady who we stopped and we talked. I mean, she saw me, and she began to talk about different things in her life, and she was a pastor, and I was able to encourage her. And before we left, we danced on the beach. We rejoiced in the Lord. You know, we had a session there serving God and just enjoying the time together. So seize the moment and redeem the time whenever you are anywhere. So don't just think that God is blessing you just so you can do things for yourself, but we are there to help other people. So when you have an opportunity, wherever you might be, go ahead and use what God has given you to help somebody else. You know, maybe sometimes people may need finances and you have some extra money and you may not have a whole lot, but if you just give a little bit away, God will bless you with more. It's better to give than to receive. And so we know that God will bless and increase and enlarge whatever it is that you have in your life. So we're thanking God today that we're starting our fast today, and we're looking forward to some good things to happen as we go through this time of fasting. We're believing for more than enough, because God is a more than enough God. And so we're believing God to just bless us to be a blessing. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. So, Lord, we thank you today for the word of God. We thank you, Lord, today for helping us to know that we can call on you each and every day, oh God. We pray, God, today that we have heard your word and we have received your word, oh God. We're not just hearers of your word, but we're doers of your word. We will work your word, oh God, to let you know that we really do appreciate you, God, and that we trust your word. We believe your word, oh God. We know, Father, today that your word is powerful. It is what we need in our lives, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today that you give us the spirit of wisdom and you give us the spirit of revelation. And we thank you, Lord, today that the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened, oh God, as we continue this journey, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray, God, today that you will reveal things to us that belong to us, oh God, as we study your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We thank you, Lord, today that we will continue to take, put on the whole armor of God. In the name of Jesus, we will take the shield of faith, and we will quench every fiery dart of the enemy. We will take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and use it against the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we're redeemed from the curse of the law, and we're redeemed from poverty, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today that we're redeemed from sickness, and we're redeemed from spiritual death, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we are overcomers, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God, my God. Thank you, Lord, today that we do not have the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we rebuke that spirit of fear that may have tried to come up on somebody, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, my God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, We thank you, Lord, today that you anoint our heads with oil and our cup runs over, oh God. Goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, God, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So we're going to take a little pause right here, and we're going to find out who is here. And if you have a prayer request, that you have something you want to share, if this word was encouraging to you, you may share that also. So whatever's on your heart, you may speak right now in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I heard you, Pastor Hundage, you know, when you were speaking, and I've heard this, you know, times before, you know, God is bigger than what we can even think of. And so I'm thanking God for financial blessings of millions of dollars, $2 million of dollars, for a plot of land. I want a plot of land. And the
Amen.
House that I'm thinking about getting, I saw the house, but I wanted to come together with putting two together. And I want to mm-hmm. be precise in what I ask God for. And so I can fix this mm-hmm. house up and put it on a plot of land for me to live in. And I'm thanking God already. Interceding on behalf of interceding for my granddaughter Ebony, just interceding for her, standing in the gap for her when she not being able to do it herself at this moment, not yet. For the spirit of wisdom to show me where he wants me placed in the ministry, what he has me to do. I'm not sure about that yet, but I'll be praying for that also. And just for my family as a unit right now, that we come closer together in Christ for salvation, healing, and deliverance for them. And the guy that my niece, my granddaughter will be marrying, his name is Miles. And I want to know that, you know, if he's the one for her. And so I'm going to be, my mindset is going to be on all of these things. And then there's just so much more from the time we have our fast in. So I'm expecting bigger and better things. Amen.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Sister Gladys. God bless you.
Yes. Praise the Lord. This is Sister Wonderland Horsley. We want to thank you, Pastor Bundes, for that powerful word of God, because truly we need to be led in what we are praying for and realizing that it's only what we do for Christ that will last. And all that we pray for, let's ask to have it for the glory of God. Whatever we want it for the glory of God. I remember when Hannah prayed, and she prayed for that son, and she dedicated that son to the Lord, and how much more so we dedicate the things that we do and desire for the glory of God. Thank you for that beautiful word of God. And I just would like you all to continue to pray for my son in Ohio. He's going through a few difficult days. He's telling me some things is going on at his job and some things with his children. So let's pray for the Washington family. Tyrone is his name. Keep him in special prayer as well. And also pray for all families that God would have the glory and get the glory out of each life. Let's pray for the unsaved, and let's pray for the sick everywhere. Remember those as well as those who are down and out, the homeless and those that are seeking asylum here. Let's remember them too in our prayers. We love you all. Pray for Pastor Horsley as well, that the Lord would heal his body, heal the hip. We pray for a creative miracle in his hip area, that the Lord would surely drive that pain that be in his body, that would be gone for good. God is able to drive it out and create him another hip. God is able to do these things. A lot of people say it's impossible, but we know with God, all things are possible. May God continue to bless each and every one of you. Have a blessed day, everyone.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. I praise the Lord. We thank God for the word today. We thank God for prayer. Thank God, because the hip is not hurting as bad today as it is. Went to the doctor yesterday. He wanted to offer me some opioid. He said, take away the pain. I said, no, thanks. You know, I said, give me the operation. I said, I don't want to go backwards into that problem again, you know. I guess he figured because where you live at, in the area that you live in, that you would just like to have something like that there so that you could say that you have a reason. But I said, I was thinking this this morning, giving God back. I said, like that, I told him no, because after the hip repaired and they still have you on this stuff here, then you'd be back in the same problem that you had before the operation, you know. So I said, no, we just trust and believe God, you know. And I'm still working on divine healing for it, you know, because I believe the word of God is true. I believe I just stay praying and we keep praying because we pray and the Lord allowed me to go to work a couple of days a week. And that's all by the strength of God, because if you see me sometimes on the weekend, some people see me walking and they'll think they're going to work, but I give God the praise, the honor, and the glory, because God knows just what you need, you know. And he blesses, you know, that things have to be done. And he be blessing, and he be touching. I thank God for each and everyone here. And thank you for the prayer, Pastor Dolly, and everyone there. Amen.
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 All right. Good morning, everyone. This is Cecilia. I just want to say good morning to everyone. And I know there's a God, and I just want to say good morning.
Amen.
Amen. Good morning.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I just thank God for the message this morning. Thank God for reminding us of the fast and the purpose, and I just for the fast and some things for our lives too. Things that we've been praying and seeking God for, and believing God. And I just believe that how God ordains us in ministry and how he blesses us through his word and through messages. And they keep reminding us to ask and seek his face and knock at his door requesting what we need. And I just thank God for being very meaningful in my life, and thank God for each and every one on the prayer line. Thanks, God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Mary. God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning. This is Alice Marie, and I just want to thank you for bringing the word forth this morning. And also, I have a prayer request for myself. I've been having a problem with my ears. I saw the doctor, and he said they was a little red. He said they're a little red. He said they look good. They're a little red, but they're irritated. And when I'm making my surgery, and now since I got surgery, I have a problem with my hip. Now my back, so I'm hopping. So y'all, please pray for healing for me. And touch my body to see the right doctors or whatever could be done. Knee replacement over again. If these knees have been recalled back in 16 and 17, so I don't know. Whatever it takes, let's pray so I heal me and remove this pain.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
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 That is. Did she do a hip operation, she say? They operated on her hip?
I had a knee replacement in 21, April 21. Oh. Now,
okay.
Everything going wrong. They even said one leg is probably longer than the other one. One doctor did. So I'm just trying to get it taken care of. Forever, but I don't want no more surgery. More past my knee. After that, I don't want any more surgery.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. So we, as I said earlier, Chris is not here. She's at the hospital with her mother. So we've been praying for her mother. So we're going to pray for her. Name is Brenda. Brenda B is what I call her. So she needs. You know, her body needs to heal up from the procedure or whatever they did yesterday. So we'll be praying for Brenda B. And also her husband, Clarence. praying for him that God will continue to heal him and help him with sleep at night. So he was having problems sleeping. Those are the requests that I have. And also Reggie has some situations concerning cancer. So we'll be praying that God will keep him. I don't know if it's completely out of his body, but we pray that God will keep him healed in the name of Jesus. And anybody else before we start our prayer this morning? Okay. Well, thank God for everyone, all these requests that we have received. And, of course, if you didn't give out your prayer request, you can still say it while we are praying, and we are in agreement with all the requests. Amen. So, Lord, we thank you this morning as we come together and pray, God.
Lord,
we know, God, today that
Lord, we pray for you, Lord,
in the name of
doctor.
We plead the blood. Oh, God, bring unity to the nations everywhere. Oh, God, that they would be united in one, in the place, in the world, that we may exemplify your way, oh God.
Rise as an edifice higher and higher in the Lord God Almighty.
I decree today that we are blessed and cannot be cursed in Jesus' name. I decree that the floodgates of heaven are open over our lives, and he's blessing us with blessings that we do not have room enough to receive. Hallelujah. I decree that he is rebuking, God is rebuking the fire for our sake, and the fruit will not come off the vine before its time in Jesus' name. I decree that we will continue to show the love of God everywhere we go, and that we realize that we are loved by our Father in Jesus' name. So everybody, I want you to know that I do love you, and I thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself, your family, your friends, and your foes in Jesus' name. So let us continue to walk by faith and not by sight, and rise up in the Lord and do his will. Go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.